Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm your coach, Coach Lee, Las Vegas Showgirls, and you are listening to my show, Four Quarters with Coach Lee, here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. And for some of you listeners out there who are on the internet, if you want to call in, you can always dial 347-826-7278. Once again, that is 347-826-7278. And, you know, before we start the show, we got to give, you know, special thanks to our sponsors here. So let's go ahead and get into our commercial break before we get this thing kicked off correct. So here we go. Enterprise, where you at?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Enterprise, we'll pick you up.
There we go, Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And for our second sponsor here, you know it, you know it, and here it comes. It is Adidas. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get the kickoff off. They got both special teams out there. We got the kickoff team, the kickoff return team, and whoop, there's the ball, and we're off. Again, this is Coach Lee, Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and we're in the first quarter here. For all you guys out there that know, you know, I coached my very first women's playoff football game this weekend. Actually, I just got back into Vegas about an hour and a half ago. Went out and had a little lunchy dinner with the wifey real quick, and rushed home to start the show because, you know, I can't miss my Mondays. I got to do what I got to do. But it was a great experience this weekend. We didn't come out on top, I'm very disappointed because I really feel that we have a good team. I really felt that we were WFA championship bound. But again, you run up against a team that is just as talented as you are, and if you're not improving and they are, or you're not correcting those mistakes throughout the season, once you match up well, it comes down to those itty bitty teeny weeny things, and that's the bottom line. You know, a loss is a loss, and you move on. Life goes on. It wasn't a blowout. It was a hard fought game to the last 2 minutes and 14 seconds. And I'll go over a little recap because I didn't get a chance to call in on the Sunday show to recap because I was out there and my phone, for some reason, didn't have no service out in Springfield. And that's where I was at on Sunday, but in St. Louis I had service. So, you know, the final score wind up being 30-12. It sounds like a bad score, you know, 18 points. But like I said, up to the last 2 minutes and 14 seconds, the score was actually 21-20. But I can give you a quick recap. I can't give you names and all the other stuff. I just go by with memory and all the other good stuff. But basically, we kicked off. Actually, wait, we got in town, and believe it or not, we traveled all 37 players that was healthy to the game. So that was one accomplishment that we definitely was proud of, that we were able to send a full team out there because we wanted to represent. We didn't want to come half-assed, as it's been put, where you just, you know, get a collective of 22, 24 players just to keep it cheap. But again, you got to do what you got to do, got to make it affordable, got to do the things you have to do. But that's one thing that I was proud of, that our full roster made it to the game. We got there. Some got there on Thursday because they wanted to get accustomed to the weather because as you go further east and south, here in Vegas, it's 110 today. And it's dry heat, so we know how to deal with dry heat. And we went out there, and the humidity was just it was like breathing underwater for some. You know, I'm used to it because I'm from the South. I'm from Bessemer, Alabama, home of Bo Jackson. So I got to throw that shout out out there. So it was no big to me. I love the summer weather down south, southeast, as I call it. But anyway, we got there, and we chilled out. We got a chance to practice on Friday. So I'm kind of going into kind of two subjects all at the same time. It was basically long-distance preparation, how we dealt with it, because this was the first time that we've had to be outside our region in a while. I think the last trip that we took similar to this was Dallas and our Houston trip, but we also flew up the day of the game and stayed that night of the game. And this one we got there to try to prepare, and you know, we did some things that we normally don't do, which could have threw us for a loop. But you know what? I'm not one for excuses. I'm just one for making it happen, and that's what we did. But us preparing for the game, we got there Friday. Some of us came in through the Springfield Airport, which was about 200 miles out, and we drove in from that point. Others came straight to St. Louis International. From that point, we all checked in the hotel, had dinner. Then we went out to a local park just to go through walkthroughs, do some running with our helmets on, and that went well. Tall grass out there. Woo-wee. Didn't know that the grass was so tall. Couldn't even see my ankles out there. But you know what? It was all fun. It was all fun. From there, the girls, you know, had a little time to spend with their family. And believe it or not, we actually traveled fairly well. We had approximately 50 to 70 fans from our team sit up in the stands over there in St. Louis, which was amazing. We didn't even get that going to L.A., you know, and that's only 300 miles away. So big ups to the Showgirl fans that showed up and cheered us on. But, you know, we didn't have no curfew or anything of that nature because, again, the game's at 7 o'clock p.m. You know, the girls were respectable. We had, you know, meetings. We watched some film again, you know, around 9:30 for those who wanted to watch. It wasn't mandatory. Coaches got together just to reiterate our game plan, make sure that we all understand what we're trying to accomplish. Woke up Saturday, everybody had breakfast. Then we had a mandatory meeting at 11 o'clock. So, again, we're talking about preparation here for a long-distance playoff game or any playoff game in that fact of the matter, here with four quarters with Coach Lee. That's what we're doing here, preparation for this past playoff. Once we got beyond the breakfast, we had our meeting, our mandatory film session, which lasts about an hour and a half. So we went from about 11 to about 1:30. No, 11 to 12:30, my bad, because we went off to lunch. Then we were ready to go. Taping started at 3 o'clock. We head over to the field at 4:15. Took us about 30 minutes to drive over to the field. We got there at 5 o'clock, which is our normal time that we get to the football field anyway. There's no need to sit at the field for four hours before the game. We always just want to get there 2 hours before the game, the first hour to come accustomed of what the field's like, locker room, the ambiance, the atmosphere. And then we start our warm-up at 6 o'clock, and then we're ready to rock and roll at 7. And the weather was pretty mild, as I see it. We did get some thunderstorms probably about 30 minutes before the game. We just had an all-out rain buckets just hitting the fields. And we really thought it might have been delayed because there was some lightning out in the distance coming our way, but it didn't make it to us. So we were pretty cool. Again, it was a little thick out there as far as breathing for some who aren't used to that type of weather. But, hey, it was a great ball field, field turf, all that good stuff. So, again, no excuses. It's all in football. So that was our preparation of how we got ready for the game for our trip up there. And some teams, might have did a difference. But when you're traveling 1,900 miles, we definitely wasn't going to take no 19-hour bus ride. Actually, a 23-hour bus ride, 24-hour bus ride, or something like that. And no way in the world were I going to try to bus that. So we took the flights out there and did well. But as far as the game was concerned, it definitely takes you to the next level. Like I said, this is the first time that the Showgirls actually have gone to the big dance or the playoffs or whatever you want to call it, the championship run. And I thought we brought the intensity there, but didn't realize that you got to take it to another level. I mean, like I said, we're one of the top teams out there, and we're one of the most exciting teams out there. And we've played physical teams like the Lynx. They're pretty physical. The Prowls are pretty physical. But, again, we have a little bit more talent than both those teams, predominantly speed, not necessarily experience, but the speed. And the Slam coaching staff did a great job adjusting to our style of football and changed their lineup around. They didn't go with their base defensive players outside the middle linebackers. They changed up and downsized up front. We didn't realize until, midway through the first quarter, of course, but, after I watched films, I'm like, wow, I see the difference. They wound up putting their running backs over at linebacker and some other things. So we really felt that we had the game plan to exploit the Slam. And big ups to Coach Q. I talked to him and his staff afterwards. We got a chance to just talk about football and, basically how we game plan against each other. And we went into it, and we got into a big fight, and we had some punches and some blows, and, some people, we stumbled at times, they stumbled at times, and like I said, it was a hard-fought game. All the fans stayed, stuck around and congratulated us and, gave us high fives and, hey, that was the best football we've seen because, again, the level of their games have been, pretty much blowouts, and, this wasn't a blowout at all. This was a real football game, as the fans put it. But we came out and wanted the ball first because, again, we want to put our offense on the field. We know how teams defend us by putting their offense on the field and keeping our offense off the field. So that's the best defense against the Showgirls. Keep your offense on the field. Be patient and run the ball. Run outside, you might not get anywhere. Run up the middle, hey, you got to be patient. If you think you can go 14, 15 plays and go 80 yards or 70 yards, averaging 3 yards a carry, then that's how you beat us. And that's eventually how the Slam beat us during this game. But I'll give you a little, not necessarily play-by-play, but a highlight of how the game went here in the first quarter because you were in four quarters with Coach Lee. Again, I'm taking all callers. If you want to join in at any given time, you can always call 347-826-7278. So, again, in the game, we got the ball first. We wanted to put our offense to the test, and we actually drove down the field. I think we put about 30 yards on the field with the assistance of two, one pass interference on the Slam and also a late hit on the quarterback. Helped us matriculate down the field. We wound up running a reverse to one of our speedy receivers, and he just fumbled the ball, something that was unlike us this year. We didn't have any fumbles this year. As a team, and just threw four interceptions throughout our season. So we only had four turnovers. So to start off our first drive with a turnover, you know, really doesn't start the game off well. From there, the slam came out, and they tried to do a little bit of things adjustment-wise that they saw in film, and we had came out with a new defense. We came out in a 4-6 defense because my theory is this. I'm going to take away, this is for me as a coach, and I don't know about other coaches, but I'm going to take away what you do best. And if that's running the ball, then we're going to commit to running. I had 9 in the box at times. And the slam didn't know where we were coming from. It was always somebody free to make a tackle if it's not in the backfield, but maybe after a 1 or 2 yard gain. And that was unusual for a slam offense to be slowed down in that matter. But again, as a coach, I got to go and scheme things based on what a team does well. And I told the girls up front, if they're going to beat us, they're going to beat us on by passing the ball, and we're going to give up slants. Believe it or not, we give up slants because what they do well is they pound the ball up the middle and they throw bombs. And we weren't going to give up any bombs, and we weren't going to give up any major runs. So we went back and forth midway through the first quarter. The slam got an opportunity to score their first touchdown by we had a bad hike on the punt. And kicker picked the ball up, and they had a stunt coming right up the middle, and one of my young ladies just didn't step down, and they went and blocked the kick and actually ran right through the kicker, which is legal because we never kicked the ball, so they just tackled the kicker. And they got the ball first and 10 on the 10-yard line with about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Three plays later, they went ahead and scored a touchdown. Which was all great. You know, hey, they go up 7-0, team averaging 52 points a game. We already game plan. Hey, defense, they're going to score. They're going to score, you know, so don't get down, which we didn't. The next series, the offense went back on the field. We went down and scored early second quarter, and the score wound up being 7-6. They wound up blocking the field goal. Again, one of our weak points that we talked about throughout the season was our PAT team up front. We just wasn't a wall up front, and they found a weakness. They put one of their hardest hitters up there, ran right through one of our guards, and went up and dove and blocked the ball. So there you go. You know, we score a point, I mean touchdown, and they get the momentum still because they blocked it. They block it. So, you know, that's just how it went. So we were down 7-6. We never had the lead. We went back and forth again in the second quarter, and then the slam wind up scoring. On a slant, believe it or not. I just told you we're going to give up slants, and they went up 14. All right, I had to change phones here. I was running out of business there. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry about that. But I ran out. But anyway, I want another phone. So, again, they score with about four minutes to go in the second quarter, making it 14-7. We went down and tried to score. Had to punt, and then they had opportunity to score again before half, but we stopped them at that time. So we went down to half 14-7. We made our adjustments. They made their adjustments. They came out in the third quarter and really ate up the clock. They had an 8-minute drive. They drove 75 yards in 8 minutes and scored, which was definitely a deflator because, again, in order to stop the Showgirls, you got to keep their offense off the field, and they did a hell of a job of doing that. On that particular drive, they were assisted by 2 fourth down penalties on us. And like I said, I don't make excuses. You know, I didn't argue with the refs. You know, we just move on, live with it, and go with it. They go up 21-6. We come down it on that next drive, and we wind up scoring, making it 21-12. We went for 2. And didn't get it. And you know what? That might have been a bad call on my behalf as a coach. Because as I look back on it right now, I'm like, wow. The score was 21-12. If we would have just kicked the ball, we would have been 21-13. Down by 8, you're still only 1 touchdown down. When we missed a 2-pointer, we're down by 2 possessions. You know, so that was a bad move on my behalf. But again, the confidence that I had in my PAT team wasn't that great. Every game this season, we've had 1 or 2 PATs either blocked or just totally missed. Outside of that, we moved on. We fought continuously from the middle of the third quarter. We had opportunities. We got a couple of turnovers, a fumble, and we got interception, and we just couldn't capitalize after that. Went into the fourth quarter. Again, had opportunities to possibly score, but just couldn't couldn't make it happen. We stopped the slam again on in the red zone with about, I'll say about 5 minutes to go in the game. So we're still down by nine. We got an interception on the two-yard line, which was a great interception by our corner. They tried to run a nine or a bomb. We intercepted that. Then two plays later, my quarterback was changing the play and wind up lining his shotgun behind the wrong person. She lined up behind the guard. Center hiked the ball and, of course, went in the end zone. She did the best that she could. She recovered the ball so we didn't get no touchdown against us. And she just got sacked in the end zone. We kicked off, so we're down 23-12. At that point, we kicked off a free kick, and they drove about 10 yards from the 50 to the 40, about the 37-yard line, and then their running back, number 28, don't know her name offhand, broke for a touchdown, and that was the longest run of the game, actually. It was that type of game. And that's how it ended with about 2:14 left in the game, because the reason why I know that is because on the ensuing kickoff, my number one kickoff returner and wide receiver dislocated and broke her ankle all at the same time. And we had about a 20-minute delay to get her off the field and sent her to the hospital. And then from there, like I said, we had the opportunity to go down the field and get another score up and see what we can do. But down 18 with 2:14, no timeouts, game was pretty much over. But again, hats off to the slam. And that's just a recap of what took place at the game, you know. That's just how it went. It was a great game. Again, hats off. And it was a great experience. Am I disappointed? Oh, hell yeah. As a coach, I'm disappointed. As an owner of a team, am I disappointed? No, I'm proud. I'm proud of my girls. They did a great job. Again, this was our 31st game of our career. First playoff game ever. So we accomplished two of the three of the goals that we had. We accomplished two of the three. And I'm always getting phone calls when I'm on the line, but I'm going to go to a commercial break. Then that's the end of the first quarter. So hold your hats, hold your phones. Let's get to our commercial.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
All right, yeah.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Yo, pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. Enterprise. They will pick you up. And for our second sponsor, you know it, you call it, we do it, and it works like this. Yes.
You got this door.
We go into the second quarter with my Adidas on, and you are four quarters with Coach Lee. You can always call in at 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. And we're moving on in the second quarter. I know we ran a little bit behind, but that first quarter, you know what I'm saying, we were passing the ball, incomplete passes, and, you know, it just stops the clock is what it does, you know. So you can have a long quarter. It don't have to be just 15 minutes. And that's what we did. We went overboard with that particular quarter. But I definitely wanted to give a recap of the showgirls and how the weekend went, and definitely a recap of the game and some of the strategy things. You know, sticking to the topic, though, you know, we're still talking about playoffs and we're talking about strategies. And one thing I got a chance to do is talk to the Slam coaching staff after the game. Of course, I wish I would talk to them before the game to know what their plan was, you know, to stop us. But, you know, we had some great talk. And that 25 to 30 minutes after the game, oh, my. You're talking about some coaches really just, you know, talking about how we plan on stopping each other. And the thing about it, we both planned how we thought the other team was going to plan was a funny thing. The only thing I didn't do personally, again, was personnel, because I wasn't quite sure what their – I thought that was their personnel. You know, most teams play, but you got to make adjustments, and that's what they did. You know, when Coach Q sat down and said, "Hey, Coach, you know what? In order for us to stop you guys, we got to run the ball, and that's what we do well. And we got to stop number 31 and number 5 because they're the key to your offense." You know, and I'm like, "Yeah, because we like big plays. We like to put it up in the air. We like to do the things that we do." But you know, that talk really lets me know that there's some real coaches out there. And there's coaches out there like myself who are intrigued and who are just film rats and who are strategists who are trying to figure out and want to figure out the combination to stopping a team. And, you know, that's the rapport that most coaches have when they play, you know, when you coach high school or when you coach semi-pro or whatever, or teams within your region or your area. You know, you have those things in common and wish you had more opportunity to sit down and talk about football. And I think that's one thing that women's football has not done as of yet. It's bringing the coaches together. I know I tried last year with the women's football camp and conference, and I'm still going to make it happen. I can't say I tried. I did last year. And we had a group of some of the best coaches in the country there to talk, throw ideas at, to teach, and, you know, to take women's football to the next level. And now that I'm out the playoffs, I can start focusing in and concentrating on the women's football camp and conference, which we're still going to do. I know we put it out there that we wanted to do it nationwide. But again, you know, the economy sucks. And if you're not getting a response from putting it out there, letting people have the heads up and say, "Hey, we're going to be in Chicago on these dates. Hey, we're going to be in Texas these dates. We're going to be in New York these dates." And people don't respond, then you get what you receive, or you receive what you get. If you get nothing, you get nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not to take away from those who have been on the website at womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com and saw the itinerary for the women's camp and conference, or the women camps. But you know, don't want to put yourself out on the line. You don't want to have your ass flapping, as I call it, when you got sponsors who are looking to support women's football, and you get out there, and I just don't want to show up with 5 people out there. Don't want to show up with 10 people. If we're going to do it, folks, it got to be done right. And you got to understand, it's for you. If you're a women's football player, it's for you. If you're a women's football coach, it's for you. If you are a women's football owner, team owner, it's for you. But, again, if you're not there to support, then no way in the world could it continue to happen. It can't exist without you. We can't exist without the sponsors that's sponsoring this thing. Again, I'm telling them, hey, we're just going to concentrate on the one big one. You know, we already got the truck. We have a 18-wheeler truck with the equipment and all the other good stuff in it. But I'm not going to pay, or we ain't going to pay, and I'm not going to be on the road for 4 months doing this thing, and hardly anybody's getting on board. So, you know, we're going to play it smart. The economy is dictating that, hey, we need to make sure that we are playing it smart. So we're going to do the camp and conference January 8th through the 11th here in Las Vegas. So, again, you heard it first here, 4 Quarters with Coach Lee. Women's football camp and conference, if I'm not mistaken, is January 8th through the 11th, 2010. We're going to start the year off right. We're going to make it tight. We're going to get better. And like I said, you can talk to any of the ladies that came to the camp last year. And from what I've seen, they've all made the All-Stars from the IWFL. Those who came to the camp that are still in the IWFL made the All-Stars. And that was the goal of the camp, was to take women's football to the next level. And I know that some of my players who came to the camp definitely benefited from the activities that took place. Again, I wasn't coaching them. These were coaches like Coach Bartley from the Lynx. You had coaches from Tally from Seattle. We had Mark Ring down from SoCal Breakers. We had Coach Duncan from the LA Amazons and came and gave some great tips. I'll go further in another show when I'm actually going to have everything lined up. But I have plenty of coaches who have called and emailed me from all over the nation wanting to be a part of it this year again. And we're going to get it together. And, again, it's up to you. How good do you want to be? Do you want to represent women's football to the best that it can be and make it the product that it can be? Hey, that's how it works. But, again, that's another subject. Youth Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. You know, I'm looking at the hour right now. We already at halftime. I can't believe it. Time flies when you're having fun. So while we at it, let's go ahead and hit these commercials real quick, and we're going to go from there. One more time. Oh, I just love that song. Man, I can see myself with the big gazelle glasses, the Kango hat, you know what I'm saying, the leather jacket, even though I was in Southern California growing up back in the day. But Adidas, you know, they support women's football. Are you supporting them? And for our other commercial, you know who it is.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
John? Your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. So that's where we stand. That's where we at. We just came out from halftime. Like you said, man, it's some major halftime adjustments in the playoffs. Whole nother level. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready. And that's what we are here, Four Quarters Coach Lee. We are ready. We are prepared, and we make adjustments as they come. You know, it just happens that way because that's what we do as coaches. We got to make those adjustments. But let's, you know, speaking of adjustments, let's talk about our next subject. You know, I definitely run the number one networking board for women's football called Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com. Again, Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com. And I'm always looking on there and seeing some very interesting topics and, you know, what's happening, what's hot, what's going on. And, you know, hey, that's where we can come and talk. That's where we can see videos. That's where we can teach. That's where we can learn. That's where we can talk about nutrition. We can talk about all those things here on Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com. But as I go over there, I'm checking out what's the hot topics and, you know, it's some great topics. Of course, it's about the rivalries of the playoff teams and stuff like that, because that's what the latest thing is. But, you know, one topic that really touched me a little bit was copyright. Copyrights, privileges, and laws is one of the hot topics here. Basically, we got a topic started by Women's Gridiron Magazine. For those who don't know, there is a women's electronic media magazine out there called Women's Gridiron Magazine. I think Ann Dolan is the one who runs that. But she came up with a great topic here, talking about copyright, privileges, and laws. Leagues, teams, owners, and players all need to remember and respect the copyright laws. Many people are using articles, videos, and pictures that do not have written permission to use. Unless you have written permission, you are not allowed to use a team's video, a picture, or even the team's name without permission. Players are allowed to use pictures and videos of them playing if taken by them or have been given the pictures or videos by a person that took the pictures or the video, but can only use it for personal use, such as your page here on the Ning board is a good example. You can not use the team's name for anything other than personal reference. And it goes on and talks about a few things, because there's a few sticky topics out there about not only players, not only leagues, but also teams, using pictures and videos of other teams and things of that nature. From my understanding, you know, and being part of this Ning board, we need all the promotions that we can get. We need all the exposure we can get. I don't think there's enough money out there to sue anybody. I don't think anybody's making any money off of anybody. I throw out ideas out there all the time. I don't know why neither team, neither league or whatever make a shirt with all the teams on it. Everything is all about individual teams, personally for me. But I would love to do a WFA shirt with the big WFA logo on the front and throw all the teams' names on the back with their logos to promote the league. Again, I throw out ideas. I don't give a damn who takes the idea, but think about it. What do most teams see? I mean, I sold a group of T-shirts to Slam fans this weekend. I just had a big bag of T-shirts, and, hell, they were buying them because they were like, wow, we didn't know that there was a team in Las Vegas until we heard that you guys made the playoffs. But part of promoting is getting the names and logos out there. Now, from my understanding, again, being a part of an association, quote, a league, and you sign a contract, the league has all rights to use your logo as well as you have the rights to use theirs. You don't need permission. You're in bed together. You're together. Now, you can't go around and just throw it away and tell people that this you own this and all this other stuff, but it's all in promotions. You know, I think people are taking it wrong. I don't think there's anybody out there that has had copyright infringement, meaning you're using it for profit. You know, you're using it for profit. It's just like when you used to download music with Napster back in the day. The reason why Napster got in trouble is because they were making money off of somebody else's property. That's a copyright law infringement. But if you look at what's the other downloading network that you can put on, matter of fact, you can put on the Ning board music. As long as nobody's making money off of it, it's not copyright infringement. It is called promotions and marketing. Once you make a penny off of it, then it is. You can't use anybody's materials for profit. The same way if you DVD'd or what's the other media outlet? I'm used to a VCR. But if you film an NFL football game and copy it, you just copy something that's not yours, and you can watch it anytime you want without asking permission from the NFL. But if you take that same video and then you go to a local banquet room and host a party and you're betting on the game because the people that you invite to the party didn't know that game existed or didn't see the game, now you're infringing on their space. So, again, it's all about profit, you guys. You know, everyone's whining about this and that. You know, yeah, be careful. That's fine. But if nobody's making money, what you got to lose? Ain't nobody slamming anybody, and that's not anything towards the slam because we lost. But nobody's out there putting bad taste on it. I mean, people can go to Google's all the time and get logos. You wouldn't even know. So how are you going to monitor these things, you know? What are you going to do? The bottom line is, it's all about marketing promotions. You know, just because somebody has the idea doesn't mean that they're going to execute on it. You know, somebody else possibly can. And you got to be willing and wanting to team up to make sure that it's done correctly. And I understand that. You want to know where your logo is going to be. You want to know. You know, for me, I got the Showgirl, so yes. There's a magazine out here called Showgirls with an S, and it's the showgirls that you may be thinking about, those that dance at the clubs, strippers. I know I don't want to be associated with that, but you know what? Just like in the music industry, most news about the entertainment industry is all negative, but it's all about promotions. Look at Britney Spears. Every time you hear about her, she's doing what? They're talking about divorce. They're talking about the way she dressed or whatever, whatever, whatever. Hey, the more media you can accomplish, the better. You know, they talk about that here on the board, and I talk about a few of the responses right now. You know, the bottom line is it's marketing, it's promotions. And you might not like my idea about it, But you know what? That's why you have an opinion. That's why I have an opinion. And we move forward. You know, I'm not going to sit here and argue with anybody. Hey, you got your opinion? That's cool. But you had a... let's see. We had one response. Let me see if it's worth the while. This is from Gingerbread Chick. Gingerbread Chick, if you're listening, hey, shout out to you. If you have something to say about someone, just go ahead. Again, she's not talking about the actual copyright infringement, you know. Again, Women's Gridiron Magazine responded back, talking about it happens more often than you would think. And when you can, see, again, some of the stuff is garbage sometimes when we get on these things. And that's the part that I don't like. You know, everybody wants to debate and try to call people out, but it's not all about that, you guys. We're here to help each other, you know. Again, I just got in from St. Louis. I'm preparing for the show, got my topics down. Haven't read through this, but I thought this was one of the hot topics. You know, wow. Here's one from Lone Star Mustangs. I encourage anyone worried about the status of their logo in regards to copyright to look at the following website. So if you want to learn more about copyright infringement and some other things like that, go to www.copyright.gov. It basically will take you to a copyright basic button and talk about, you know, the tangible things, a creation and all that other good stuff. And, again, they encourage everybody to go. Again, that's what the boards is all about. It's about resources. It's about promoting resources. I know somebody asked about a logo, and they brought it to the 1,300 members here on the Women's Tackle Football Group, .ning.com. And you know what? She got some great responses, but she wound up getting her designer. So, again, we're here to help each other, you know, not bash, but help. And those are some of the things that we've done here with this wonderful networking board. Another topic of hand that was here that was rocking, shaking and baking and making it happen as usual wow, was, again, we talked about that already, playoffs. I mean, because the hottest thing is the playoffs. And I think I'm going to end the show with the playoffs from both leagues. Like I said, I promote women's football. I don't care what league you're in. Hell, if it was no league and everybody just wanted to play, then I'm all for it too. But, you know, we'll talk about that. I'm just trying to see what was the hottest topics going on. We got a lot of new members this week, as I see. I'm just checking into the Ning board today. And it's all good. It's all good. And you know what? We just move on from the Ning board. Let's go ahead and hit the commercial break. We almost finished with the third quarter anyway, so we'll finish it up a little early so that I can talk about the playoffs. So let's get back to our commercials here on Blog Talk Radio, Four Quarters with Coach Lee.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, you know they will, because they will pick you up. They got to make that money, don't they? They'll do what they got to do to get you into the car. So pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And now for our next sponsor, you know. Adidas, your Adidas, women's football Adidas, it's Adidas. All right, moving on to the fourth quarter, y'all. We're getting ready to get this show, you know, wrapped up, warmed up, whatever. It's coming down to the wire, and, you know, it's an exciting time for women's football. I am really proud of the accomplishments that women's football has gone through this past year. with the development of a new league, the WFA Women's Football Alliance, and then also the IWFL Independent Women's Football League. Just everyone is striving to be the best, and that's what it takes. It's competition at its best, and everyone wants to be number one, one, one. Come on, y'all! But you know, everybody can't be number one. There was 42 teams here in the WFA shooting to be number one. We got four left. We got four teams left, and in the IWFL, there's only two teams left. I want to take my hats off to the Divas. I think they're a classy organization, and actually, Rich, hey, what's up? We haven't talked in a while. You know my number. Give me a call. But you know what? Part of the Showgirls was designed based off of what the Divas had put together. Me and Rich sat down when he was out in L.A., for a few months, and we talked about some things, and he gave me this one video of the history of the Divas, and it was a very intriguing video on the startup and the journey of the Divas from their heyday of starting up, being in the NWFA, not making the playoffs, to making the playoffs, to losing 2 years in a row, then they finally got to the championship game and did their thing. And then went on to the IWFL later on after I saw the video, which wasn't included. But what I'm saying, it was a historical thing, facts about the Divas, and I definitely am using that concept and idea this year. As you can notice on the boards, you'll see videos all over the place, highlight videos, because that's going to be part of our video documentation or documentary on the Las Vegas Showgirls. So, you know, it's like I said, we share a lot of ideas when we get the opportunity to talk. And then also they're playing the KC Tribe. Have not seen them play this year. Heard much about them through my man Duncan when the LA Amazons went there. And he said, they just throw the ball every play, Lee. They throw the ball every play, you know. And I like that because as a fan, I want to come to the game. I want to see something different. I don't want to see 3 yards in a cloud of dust offense, you know. I want to see some excitement. And then I think they wind up beating Chicago this past weekend. So, big ups to those two teams that have made it to the championship. Championship is in Round Rock, Texas, or Austin, Texas. What is that, July 25th. Yes, July 25th. And they're going to have a great weekend out there, All-Star weekend, which is going to be great for women's football. There's nothing wrong with it. I know the experience that I've had with the WPFL, we put on a similar weekend. And I know they have a few people on their board that are from WPFL, and that's great. They're sharing ideas. Then that's what it's all about. It's about sharing those ideas. But I know one of our most successful championship weekends happened in Atlanta, where we put on the first women's all-star team, all-star game. And I was so proud to be a part of that, as well as seeing the championship game. And it should be a big crowd out there, be it that you have the all-stars come out there and play. They get to come see a championship game and get to take that back to their team. So, again, it's a great promotional tool. It's a great marketing tool. It's what football needs. So, hey, big ups to the IWFL. Great job. We'll see what happens, and we'll see who the champs are. Then in the new Upstart League, which is the WFA, which I'm a part of, hey, we're going through our bumps and bruises. That's what you do when you're putting the business plan together, but overall I think it's a hell of a job that's been done with all the teams across the board. The playoffs went well. We're all in agreement of what took place and how it was done, and it's only going to get bigger and better, and our championship game is August 15th out in New Orleans. We have a couple of things planned that'll be announced later on. I know there's an All-American team that will be announced sometime soon. All the nominees have been turned in prior to this weekend, and votes will be tallied up, and we'll be making our announcement of our All-American team. You know, I think that's going to be awesome as well. I think every team should be not every team should be represented. I think the players should have the opportunity to be represented if your play allows for that to happen, then yes. Wouldn't be a bad idea that, hey, since we can't play each other as teams, why not the all-star teams play each other? Hey, it could be fun. Who knows? You know, again, these are just ideas that's coming off the top of my head because we're trying to promote what's right for women's football, and that's the promotion of. You know, you go into different towns and people don't even know that they have a team. And that exists here too, here in Vegas. You come to Vegas, you might run into people that never heard of women's soccer football. We haven't hit everybody yet. But let me tell you, we're doing a hell of a job of making sure that we get the word out there. And actually, we should be having our 2009 magazines coming out as one of our promotions. Again, we do about 10,000 magazines recapping the season, pictures, women playing in the past, all that good stuff, you know, because that's our business card. That's what we do. So for those who want a copy of that, you can always email me at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. I can send you an electronic copy. If you want some hard copies, I can mail them out. You know, again, you got to give me some prepaid stamps or whatever because it gets kind of expensive sending out everybody these things. But, you know, we print up 10,000, and that's our calling card for next year. And we're gearing up for football season in the fall. That's how we help recruit. You know, we go to UNLV games and tailgate and pass these things out and flyers about us. So, again, other ideas that you guys can do. All you guys are by some kind of major college out there. Get your recruit on. But, again, playoffs is intense. It's intense like no other. And I'm pretty sure that the championship game is even more intense. But I haven't been there with the women yet. But as a player, I've been in championship games. As a player, I've been in bowl games. And I understand, you know, the intensity. As a coach, I've been in the playoffs as a high school coach. And, again, it's the first year that I was able to be a playoff coach for women's football. And, again, I reiterate, you got to have your A game on plus some. You got to make your adjustments, and you can't make those tiny mistakes that you made against teams that are a little bit inferior than you are. When you're playing up against teams that are of your caliber or even better, you got to be just that much more perfect at what you do. And that's some of the things that I tell coaches at this point in time. That's the advice that I have for the coaches that are left. Hey, you got to step your game up still. You did well this week, but you hit the next level now. Second round of the playoffs, championship game. Hey, you gotta tweak. You gotta really, really focus in on what the other team does. You really have to understand what your team does well, and they're gonna try to stop it. What can you do to kind of tweak it a little bit to make it look the same, but it's really, you know, a little different. But those are the things you learn here. Four quarters with Coach Lee. Just let me, you know, I always do a five-minute drive to see if I got anybody out there. If I do, you know, just put them on. If I don't, we just move on. So I give you about 10 seconds. If we don't have anybody in 10 seconds, hey, we move on with Coach, Four Quarters of Coach Lee. So we'll give it a 10-second stop. I can even drink some water because I'm getting dry because now I'm back in Las Vegas where it's dry. And I'm back. I am back, and I'm back, and I'm back. And we got about 6 minutes left here for this show. 6 minutes, and we'll be rocking and rolling. You won't hear from me for another week. I definitely will be better prepared for my show next week because I'm not traveling anywhere. I wasn't traveling anywhere anyway. But, you know, hey, I don't like to disappoint. I will put on the show no matter what. I'll make topics up as we go along, which I did tonight. But that's part of being a coach. You got to make adjustments, and you always hear that when I'm doing my show. It's all about adjustments. You're not a coach unless you're making adjustments to get better, and that's one thing that I definitely will be doing this off season. I would definitely be in the film room. I'm definitely going to be breaking down my films of my games and analyzing them, sending them out to other coaches, be it women's football coaches, be it college coaches that I know, and have them analyze and break down my tendencies and things that I can do to tweak the offense or the defense and that type of stuff. Unfortunately, this year, I think we're going to hit that retirement bug, and I'm preparing for it. You know, every team will have to go through that stage. I might not have the same core group, but it's my job is to keep a core group of about 10 to 14 players, be it 7 to 8 starters on both sides of the ball, and then introduce some rookies, and hopefully we can fill in the spots. But again, I got women on the team that's been with me for 4 years, and what is the longevity of women playing football? I mean, what is the ultimate amount of time they're going to put out on the field to be a women's football player? You know, the lifeline of an NFL player is only 2.5 years. Did you guys know that? 2.5 years for the norm. 5 years is great. 10 years is awesome, and anything above 10, you know, you're doing great. But do I expect the women to be playing that long, especially when they're not getting paid? No. So, again, as a coach, as an owner of a team, I got to start making adjustments today. I mean, I just got in town. Season's over with, and I'm already at it. I've already contacted my players that want to play for next year. I let them know that the season's over with. Give me about 2 weeks before I put together some kind of agenda of what we're going to be doing for our off season. I'll probably give the girls about a month off. I know that Boise Broncos, we promised them to go to Boise and play them in a Sixers game. They want revenge. We've been the only team that have even come – well, we actually beat them, but nobody else has even come close to them in the Sixers. So I'll be giving them a call this week and see what we can set up over the next 3 to 4 or 5 weeks and head to Boise, Idaho, and use that as an all-star game or like a little bowl game or whatever the case would be. And those are some of the things that we're going to be doing. You know, it's always about football. You know, some of the girls are going to get into flag football league so they can work on their footwork as far as skill positions. You know, my young quarterback, Nikki Johnson, who wind up playing receiver and DB. I mean, not receiver and DB, but receiver and running back for me this year, might have to take over for Carrie Mitch. I mean, this is Carrie Mitch's third year playing with me. And she's not getting any younger, as I tell her every day. But if she wants to be Brett Favre and sit out the whole off season and then come back a month before, I'm with it. I'm with it, you know. So, again, those are some of the things that we have to adjust with in this upcoming week or two. And then we're going to get to rolling again because football season is year-round. It's year-round. And I am hearing the music. I'm thinking my time is over with this Monday. And I'm just loving it because you're 4 quarters with Coach Lee. And I got so much trouble on my mind, I refuse to lose. Oh, football, baby. I'm always ready to mic it. Again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. 4 quarters of Coach Lee. And I'll be here each, every Monday. Even during the fall. But if you don't tune in live, it's okay. You can always click in to www.blogtalkradio.com. All year long. Because once I commit, I'm in it to win it. Again, I'd like to thank all you guys for listening. You can always call in. You can always email me, LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. Just go to LVShowgirls.com. Or you can go to Women's Tackle Football. Women's Tackle Football Group. .neen.com. Peace.